welcome.
Hey, what's up, Yabutso listeners?
What is that?
Coming at you live from beautiful, sunny Los Angeles. Nothing is happening this week. I don't know about anything happening. But
yeah, this is
we're reporting
to you live from March 1st. Everything's good, and I'm looking forward to the future. This is once again March 1st, and I got some big plans coming up. I'm hitting a cruise.
I do feel like it was all good.
I bought some stock today. I bought stock in Carnival Cruises. And yes. Everything's going well, man. I'm looking for some big upside on this, and I'm going to cash in, baby.
Yes.
In fact, I've been saving a lot this year. I dumped all my money into the stock market.
Yeah.
It's what they say is smart, you know?
No, it's wise.
Once again, today is March 1st, and I put all my money in the stock market, and I have big hopes.
Yes.
We're
coming at you live. This is before Super Tuesday. it's so funny how much hope I had like a month ago.
For everything.
In general. Felt really good about my life.
Well,
and the world.
Then like a week
and
ago, it was like, it's just different now. I mean, I'm still hopeful. I'm not in like a bad place,
totally.
But it's like, and I still had good spirits even about everything last week. Now it's just a mess. It's like not even... It's everything's null and void.
Yeah, it's all a mess.
Chaos mode now.
It's
In fact, we're reporting to you. We're sitting a very safe distance from each other right now.
Very safe.
We're outside.
We did the foot thing.
Yeah, we actually stepped it up and gave you a foot. Yeah, you give me a foot.
Yeah, I fully gave you a foot job.
Yeah.
But
we're outside. It's been pouring rain, storming in Los Angeles for the last 5 days since quarantine. Weirdly,
which honestly, I think the timing was
great. The vibe was awesome.
I needed it because it's like if we're going to stay inside, I want it to be bad outside.
Oh, yeah.
I think that's simple.
Which is rare for here. So it's been nice. It did stop, though. So we're outside right now.
Yeah.
Enjoying this. And Brandon, I'm very amazed you've been self-quarantining, which is the right thing to do.
Yes.
Especially for us to be able to continue podcasting.
Yeah. But, I've been.
You've been a bad boy in your own apartment, but that's fine.
You know. Yeah. Yes, dude. I mean, that's the thing is, well, I'm still having sex.
Glad you're telling the audience this.
I'm still, I do think that.
Breaking news, Brandon is still having sex.
If you're not having sex during the quarantine, you're absolutely pathetic.
Are you saying the virus wins?
Yeah,
I think that would be a better way to put it.
Yeah, the virus wins.
A better
wins.
Way to put it. Because, you know. I don't know.
I mean,
all
now
these single boys making some
now's
single
the time.
Boys and girls and everything else.
Now's the time to, figure it out.
Figure what out? Try to
sex.
Get some pussy during the virus?
No, well, you gotta like.
I'm so scared.
You gotta
I
lock
it in. I can't
be
alone during the virus.
Yeah.
I'm so scared.
Well, that's the quarantine is. Listen, this is a very serious epidemic, and it is a scary time. You know, it's a scary time, but. It definitely is the horniest I've ever been.
That's saying a lot, too.
I'll tell you that much.
You being inside
Absolutely.
For 2 days.
Yeah, and listen,
like
even
two
though,
days you're breaking
even
down.
Even though our lifestyles have not changed that much.
My lifestyle has
I will
changed
say,
0%.
Yeah, like, I was thinking about it, and I was like, this isn't that different. I just, the only
no,
difference
you
is
go
that,
out more than me. I'm
well,
like
I can't do
really trapped in the house. It's something I work on.
Well,
like
you're full domesticated.
More.
The only difference for me is I can't like do stand up anymore.
Yeah.
But otherwise.
That's the main thing people are concerned with around the world right now.
Yeah, they're mostly.
They're like, dude, what about stand up?
Yeah.
What about the monthly shows?
Yeah.
Actually, though,
I
it
got,
is
I got
really
one
funny,
off
though.
The, right before.
The one funny thing from coronavirus, actually there's a few, but one funny thing is getting emails from like promoters that I don't even know who they are or how they have my email.
Yeah.
But it's like, sad update. It's like, with a heavy heart, I've been thinking about this for a long time and I've been really torn, you know, and I have some really, really bad news. As of today, I'm going to be canceling 90s Night Wednesdays.
yeah.
At the Cha-Cha Lounge.
Ah, fuck.
I know a lot of you are really sad right now, and we have, you know, all of us on the team. We're available if you need to talk.
Yeah.
But until further notice, Booty Drop 90s Night is going to be canceled.
They, okay? Oh, no. They're shutting down the open mic at Flappers Comedy Club in Burbank.
Oh, no.
God damn. No, I mean, yeah, it is. I do, like, you know, listen, I miss the stage.
Oh, God.
I miss the stage. And that's, you
this
know.
This is your own little stage
I understand
here.
There is, you know, there's a lot happening, but as a performer.
You need to get on Twitch and
yeah, I mean,
do some
it
groundbreaking
does,
Twitch stand-up.
I am. It did make me very grateful for the podcast.
Yeah,
because
I mean,
the
it's a
podcast
recession-proof,
is like
it's a virus-proof
thing. This is a virus-proof job.
Yeah, and maybe we might have to go. If it gets worse, we might have to do it mobile,
yeah.
Over the internet.
And that's
and
fine.
We didn't have enough time to prep, and I think it's too chaotic right now. But we should try to call in some people, maybe if it gets real bad.
For sure.
Do some check-ins.
If it gets, is
call
it gonna
in the guests?
They said it's gonna be like it's gonna be a month, right?
Yeah,
they're saying
I'm thinking 8 weeks.
People,
at least.
Some
Bro,
people have said
did you
2 weeks. I don't believe it.
Did you see the airport pictures last night?
No.
Oh my God.
What?
The lines to get in from outside of the country, like customs lines, just wall to wall people. It's taking like 10 hours.
Oh
no. You know these people are infecting each other.
Yeah.
And then you got people out and about.
Yeah.
Bro, I went out yesterday to make some like quick run in, run out errands.
Yeah.
You know, it was people were just going about their days.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Although also going to gun stores,
oh,
that happens
wow.
every time there's an earthquake or
what
anything.
Are you doing
people
at the gun
buy.
Store?
I have one, so I was gonna. I have seven bullets, so I was like, I mean, I could get some more. I have seven.
Yeah.
Like that's like seven is how much you start with in like a video game. So if the shit hits the fan, I will have a very realistic video game style experience.
Yeah.
If it goes full apocalypse,
yeah,
I'm gonna start with seven rounds.
Thank God
that's
you're,
a full.
Thank God you're at this spot now.
I know, and it's chill.
Bunch of roommates.
No, I would hate to be quarantined with roommates.
Being quarantined with roommates?
No way.
Oh, boy.
I would be going crazy.
God damn.
But most people are.
God.
You know?
I mean, it's like, yeah. I mean, most people listening are probably quarantined with roommates.
I know. I mean, not long ago, I would have been in that scenario.
No, I know.
I mean, if they're cool roommates, then it's a big plus.
Right.
You guys can be having some awesome nights.
There could be some wild cards, though.
Oh, yeah.
I've had Craigslist roommates in the past.
Craigslist roommate you don't want to be quarantined with.
No, this is...
Because I've had roommates where it's like, I barely know their name.
No,
and I'm like, not trying to be their friend.
No, fucking...
Then you're going to have to get to know them?
No, I'm very familiar with that. You know, that's the thing is I came up, you know, I know what it's like. I know what it's like to have a Craigslist roommate. I know what it's like to have a roommate that lives behind a shower curtain who has like a, it's not even a mattress. It's literally like a pad on the floor. And he's like fucking girls on it somehow.
Yeah.
You know,
not anymore, dude. Their time is over.
Their time
straight,
is over.
Straight single guys, right now, their time is officially over.
This is not your time.
This is so not their time on so many levels. First of all, the isolation alone.
No.
Secondly, straight single men in their 20s do not have the setup to even attract women if they are quarantined and safe.
No.
There's no straight woman is coming over to your nasty bed.
It's too
that does
late
not
to
have
fucking,
a box spring
you,
does not have a frame.
You needed to arrange your you know your quarantine slam piece ahead of time.
They know, you know, they know you don't have anything in your fridge. They know
closed.
What your fridge looks like.
Yes.
Yeah, registration is
registration
closed
is
long ago.
Absolutely closed.
Yeah.
You know, we figured it out before. It's too late.
Yeah.
Okay, if you want to fucking I don't know, man. It's a bad time to
be single.
Oh boy. Yeah. I mean, look.
And like, I mean, you could have like if you hit Costco weeks ago.
Yeah.
And you got really, really sorted.
Yeah.
You have, you know, 2-ply toilet paper.
Yeah.
You're talking about the Kirkland giant pack of paper towels.
Yep.
And then you get all the frozen treats, you know, maybe some rotisserie chickens. Then maybe you might be able to lure in somebody. Be like, look. I've got the right setup.
Yeah.
I've got all the stuff.
You got some rotisserie chickens?
I didn't get the rotisseries.
Man.
But I'm pretty stocked up.
Yeah.
I've been just grabbing things.
I was
going to
ask
you some
for
toilet paper.
One roll. Thank you.
Yeah, I'm going to give you some toilet paper.
No, that was
I didn't stock up. I just have a Costco card. So I happen. That's like the minimum you could buy.
Right.
It's like
huge,
six months
huge error on my part. Just Went to the grocery store. I don't think they had toilet paper anymore. Yeah. I mean, it's very hard to find, but I did get three different kinds of Coke Zero.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm situated there.
That's one area where I'm not situated. I completely whiffed on the Diet Coke.
Oh,
I'm
boy.
Out now. I could get that easily, though.
I mean, you can get that easily. There's no shortage.
Yeah. But back to what we were saying about the registration.
Yeah.
It's a rough scene. These young men were not preparing.
I know.
And I'm seeing their flaws now, too.
Right.
I mean, I've been improving myself. My setup's better now.
Yeah.
But I'm seeing on Twitter, I'm seeing guys posting like quarantine setup officially locked in. And it's like a 28-inch TV on like one of those milk crates.
Yeah.
And like a nasty collection of DVDs, not even Blu-rays. Some dirty chips.
Hell yeah.
Nobody's coming over to that. Yeah. Yeah. They've got the Aldi Clancy chips opened up. No way.
Yeah, you're
not luring.
You pop open the bag, dust comes out.
Yeah. No, I've seen some terrible TV setups.
Yeah.
Shameful ones.
This man is eating honey barbecue tumbleweeds.
Yeah. No. Yeah, I'm seeing some bad ones. Pictures of futon couches.
Oh, no. Yeah.
You know, dusty couches.
Yeah, horrible.
You know.
Horrible. Yeah, I mean,
this isn't even classist. This is purely vacuum that couch.
No,
son.
Totally.
You gotta vacuum the couch.
You can, this is not a class thing.
No.
This is just a, you know, this is a dude thing.
No.
This is just sort of a, like, dudes.
This
dudes
is a fellas that, thing.
You know, fellas, get your place straight.
Mm-hmm.
You know, for the females.
It's true. You got to get it right.
You got to get it right. But now it's too late.
It's far too late.
Now it's too late. And you now look at you. You're alone. You're alone listening to a podcast.
Podcasting is important right now.
Podcasting is important.
We got to lift people's spirits. I said we got to lift people's spirits, but now we're just berating our listeners.
Oh, yeah,
bro.
Like, oh, man.
Everybody's going to die. And
being
you have
one
a
of
nasty
these
28-inch TV.
Pathetic losers listening
girls
to a podcast.
Girls aren't going to come over to your house with that nasty TV on a milk crate.
Imagine being a fucking virgin listening to a podcast. No girl wants to fuck you. The world is ending, and you're fucking dying alone. No. I think it's awesome.
No, it's fine.
No,
and
but
I think our listeners have pretty respectable setups. I've seen some
in
the Discord.
A lot of them have. I think they're mostly good people.
Our listeners are good people.
Lives.
Good
listeners
spirits. Of other podcasts are fucked.
Yes.
Ours
yes,
is a little
yes.
more sorted out.
Mm-hmm.
We aren't, like, we're a little chaotic, but not. You know, there's more chaotic podcasts where those people are fucked.
No,
those
people
aren't even listening to the podcast because they're probably out at bars.
Oh, yeah.
The worst types.
Yeah, exactly. And I'm not.
Truly the worst type.
No, that is. I mean, it is. It's a, you know, classic dummy move.
Dummy move.
We're watching that.
There's a case to be made for people who are uninformed.
Yeah.
But the worst is people who are informed and they're like, I'm still going to go out.
Yeah.
Because it's, you know who they are.
I showed you those.
You know,
yes.
I don't, like, we don't even share entirely the same friend group.
Yeah.
But I'm sure if I'm saying, do you imagine the people that you know would break
the.
Oh,
we know a couple of the same people. Yeah.
Yeah, but even so, like, your own people, if I say that to the audience,
yes.
even, you, everybody knows
you,
which of their friends
yes.
is going to break the quarantine
yeah.
and go out to bars for the dumbest reasons, too.
Yeah.
They're going to the worst bars.
Right.
It's like. It's not even social people.
Yeah.
It's like the desperate ones. The ones that are texting you like, hey, what's good tonight?
Yeah.
Yo, hey, can you answer your phone?
Yeah.
You're going there? Who's going there?
God.
When are you going?
Yeah.
Those.
Yeah.
Are the people breaking it.
Don't ask me what the move is.
Don't ask me what the move is during quarantine.
Yeah. Yeah,
the move is to get on your couch.
Is to fucking.
The move is to hop in Discord, get on some games.
Well, that is really the. I mean, I'm finally setting up my Nintendo Switch.
Good.
I still got to figure out the. Got those, like, wireless GameCube controllers for
Smash.
Yeah,
I'm going to get those.
I'm, you know, figuring that out. Sort of, you know, setting up that. But it really is a. Yeah, the only lifestyle change really is just no stand-up shows.
Yeah.
Like, that's it. And then, like, that is, like, I, you know, it has made me grateful for the podcast because, you know, I have said in the past that we will get to the point. I didn't know it would be this fast, but I have said that, you know, the people that will survive in the future, the only jobs that are going to be left are gamer, podcaster, and scammer.
Scammer, right? And sex workers.
And sex workers. Well, like, yeah, I guess it can't. If
scammers will go down, well, like, fast cam girls, because they won't. Who will they have to scam?
Specifically cam girls.
Cam girls, yes.
Not sex workers in general.
No. If it's sex workers.
If you're a prostitute. Or
in the field?
You know,
yeah, it might be harder.
That might be hard.
Yeah.
By the way, that did just remind me. I don't know if I talked about this before, but, like, you know, I watched Booksmart. It's, like, decent, but there's this fucking scene that it made me so mad where there's, like, a kid that's, like, some kid, right, who's, that's, like, the kid who's, like, he's weird or whatever.
Yeah.
And they're talking about him, these two girls, and they're, like, yeah, I heard his dad hired him a sex worker on his birthday. It's like, that's not how kids talk.
Yeah. They're not, sex worker.
Like, they're, like, talking about a kid, like...
Also insulting him.
Right. Yeah.
Like, they can't just make the joke.
Right.
That he had to lose his virginity to a prostitute.
Yeah, so it's
they
like,
had to be, like, woke. Be like, oh, yeah, I heard he's such a loser. His dad hired him a sex worker, which is actually okay.
No, exactly.
And, like, it's great of his dad to be supporting them.
Yeah, it rocks. It's so cool that we've crossed that threshold.
Yeah.
Where there's just, like, neoliberal girl super bad.
Yeah, but that's what I didn't see that movie yet, but yeah, that's what it seemed like.
Yeah,
like, oh, this is girl super
that
bad.
That sex worker line is like, god damn. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, I heard his dad hired him a sex worker. Yeah,
not
that's
even
yeah,
specifying what kind.
Yeah, that's how teens talk.
Uh-huh.
That's how teenagers. That's how mean teenagers talk.
Yeah,
they make sure to
the bullies use woke language now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you stupid Latinx guy.
Yeah, goddamn. Wait, what were we talking about before sex workers? Yeah, I mean, cam girls are safe. Cam girls are situated. Well, if you've got an OnlyFans or a Patreon, this is your fucking time.
Yeah, this is the time.
This is absolutely your time.
We're the USO workers right now. We need to cheer up the populations.
Yeah.
So what we're doing right now, we're straight up three doors down playing live in Baghdad right now for the troops.
Well, this is kind of USO shit.
Yeah, we're doing USO
for
shit.
For sure.
We're, this you know, is, although
I,
that's like, that's
I
not us.
I feel like Bob Hope.
Yeah, we're more Bob Hope, actually.
Yeah, I feel like Bob Hope.
Or who else? Actually, you know who I want to be is, like, who are, like, the babes? Who are, like, the 1940s babes that they would bring over there?
Oh, I don't know.
Would they bring over Anne Margaret during the Vietnam War? I'm,
oh,
Anne Margaret.
Yeah.
I'm Anne Margaret.
I'm
Anne Margaret in the Bye Bye Birdie intro.
I would say I'm Leanne Tweeden and you're Al Franken.
What? Bro, come on.
I would say that that's kind of us. Oh, man. Yeah, no, it's basically USO. Yeah, it's cool. I mean, it is. I am sort of also, there's like the USO angle, but there's also like the dystopia angle,
yeah,
right, where it's just you know, the podcasters become the new 1%,
yeah,
right, and they're just like they're doing they're in their fucking bubble, right, they're in like the cloud in the cloud apartments,
yeah,
and they're like doing coke with like rolled up Patreon checks,
yeah.
And then, you know, everybody else that doesn't have a podcast, it's like, you better start a podcast or,
oh,
you
so
know,
many bad podcasts are going to be started during this. Do you know how many poorly thought out podcasts are going to be started during quarantine with two episodes and then they stop?
I mean, respect to, friend of the pod, Andy.
Oh,
he
yeah.
He just started a podcast with his girlfriend.
Good.
Which
you know?
Is, him and his Andy Haynes just started a quarantine podcast.
Good job.
It is
good.
Specifically a quarantine podcast.
That's good.
Him and his
I'll give
his
Andy
girlfriend.
The pass, but there's
yeah,
gonna
absolutely.
Be a lot of
yeah.
a lot of the type
Andy
where they like binge
to.
Watch a show and then
yeah.
like be like, we're doing an episode on every single episode of Lost. You
yeah.
know?
No, I know. Well, that's
and it's called Lost in Pod.
I love
know?
Yeah, I love seeing like I'm already even though this is like I've as a you know, as a podcaster comedian I live a very pretty sedentary lifestyle, right, but I have definitely I think literally just like not having the one reprieve of like going to shows at night, I definitely am going a little crazy.
I could see myself going crazy.
I definitely am.
There's a lot of
like,
shit we could do while quarantined. You just have to stay away from people. You can still run and hike and like do all sorts of shit. Just don't
be
with
still
people.
Like,
and look,
it's
we'll
harder
move on
to
from
stay
the
off
virus
the
stuff eventually. Move on from the virus stuff eventually. But what I was telling you is that isolating right now is important because very soon we'll know who has this virus. There's like a 10-day incubation period or something.
Yeah.
Soon we'll know who all the nasty people are.
Yes.
And those people are going to be treated like lepers.
Yeah.
As they should. And all the
as they should.
As they should. And all the people who have been desperate and trying to go out and get some pussy during this quarantine, go out for St. Patrick's Day, be like, "Bro, I can't stay home. My boys are going out. I want to be the only one."
Yeah.
I don't want to be the only one who doesn't go to Miller's Ale House
for
St. Patrick's
Day.
They watched
the Dave Portnoy video.
Yeah, Dave Portnoy, the barstool
guy. Dave
guys.
Portnoy, he's like, "Yeah, young people like me."
Bro, like, you're 42.
You're 42. He's
like, "Bro, you shouldn't even be going out. What are you,
he's
where
like,
are you going?"
He's like, "You know, young people like 42 and younger."
And very like, specific. Huh, where did you figure out that category?
Kind of specific demo, Dave.
Yeah.
But yeah, he's just talking about like...
He did like some video where he's not even making a point.
Yeah,
he's
you
like,
know,
"Look,
like,
you could go out or you could not go out. That's the thing. There's two things you could do. And I'm not here to tell you that you could do one or the other.
But
you
know,
two things
people
you could
are going to go out and I'm not going to not go out.
Yeah,
there's
two choices.
People going out.
And I'm not even saying I'm going to go out. I could or I couldn't. There's two things you could do. Okay?
Yeah.
And in, if the maybe the government will tell you, you have to do the one thing, but now there's two things, and that's two choices people could make."
Well,
like, that's his whole video.
Yeah, I had the El Presidente address.
Yeah. Oh, we needed to hear it.
El Presidente.
Which is funny, he could have like, said something
Union.
Smart and like reached a very good group of people that need to hear that.
Yeah, but he's not going to do that.
No, he's not going to do that.
It's
he had
Dave
a huge
Portnoy.
Dip in his mouth, too.
Yeah.
So funny.
He stocked up on dip.
Well, it's because, I mean, the main thing, and you should shame your friends.
Yeah.
Who are going out.
No.
100%
shame.
It's
not okay.
Them.
It's not okay.
But you should shame them 100% because it's fun, first of all.
Do you think restaurants are no good?
Why? Just stay at home.
Yeah.
You know?
Jamel wants to go to a restaurant tonight. I'm not going to.
What restaurant?
No. We don't need to do it.
I don't want to have to shame Jamel.
Yeah, I know. We should just stay in.
It's because.
You can quarantine with. I mean, Ragers, I have said this. Ragers are banned. Kickbacks are okay. 10
if
or less.
If they're clean.
Gavin Newsom said 10 or less people. Do you think that's too much?
You don't know who has it.
Yeah.
That's why. So here, I mean, we'll leave the virus behind soon, but you don't know who has it. You could have it for 10 days without getting sick and still be infecting people. So in 10 days, we'll pretty much know who the freaks are.
Yeah.
Like I was saying before. And we'll also know who is quarantined. It'll be very obvious.
Yeah.
That's why I'm trying to keep you quarantined so you can keep coming back and recording.
No, absolutely.
And chilling. Like, once I know which my friends are being careful.
I also know
who are the freaks.
Right.
And once we start knowing who has a virus, I'll be inviting the quarantined people over.
I'm only
to chill.
Chilling with one person and you.
Yep.
Two people.
Okay.
And that's it.
Yep.
And that's it. I'm not doing any.
You better make sure they aren't chilling with other people. But soon we'll know.
Yeah.
That's a thing. And the people who have been laying low.
They're not. Well, no.
They'll be invited.
Yeah.
To everything.
Yes.
All the small hangs.
Yes.
But the people who have been out trying to get in those last sips of beer.
You would say kickbacks are not. Kickbacks are a little dangerous.
I mean, that's up to you.
I wouldn't
it's
even,
like you, might,
you know what?
You might be inviting some freak in there.
No kickbacks.
Yeah.
No kickbacks.
Kickbacks, if they've been completely isolated, sure.
Yeah.
You gotta be careful.
Yeah.
As soon as you let one freak in there, though.
Yeah.
Well,
maybe we shouldn't call them. Maybe we shouldn't start calling them freaks.
No, that's the official term.
I mean, there's, you know, we've had a friend of the pod get corona.
Who got corona?
Caroline Polachek.
Oh, did she have corona?
It was about, you know, get well soon.
I mean, she accidentally got corona.
Yeah.
Freaks are the ones still trying to go out.
Oh, sure, yeah.
Because the other thing is there's nothing going on.
Yeah.
What's going on? Why do you have to go out? That's my thing. You can't stay in one weekend.
Oh, going out for St. Patrick's Day is bananas.
Yeah.
That's a wild move.
I forgot it's St. Patrick's Day going on.
Think of all the films that you haven't seen. I just watched Mulholland Drive for the first time last night.
Watch some Irish films like Boondock Saints.
Yes.
Listen to some Irish music.
Yeah.
You got the
Conan O'Brien.
Yeah.
Yes.
Conan O'Brien, you could listen to the Cranberries.
Yes.
Rest in peace, Dolores O'Riordan.
Dropkick Murphys.
Dropkick Murphys, yeah. Flogging Molly.
There's
actually a lot of good bands from Ireland.
Freaking.
I always mistakenly think that Belle and Sebastian is Irish, but they're Scottish.
Oh, yeah.
U2, I don't really want to. I don't like U2. I'm not going to include them in the mix.
But today, is it St. Patrick's Day today?
I don't know.
Who cares?
They celebrate. No, I think it's tomorrow.
Who cares?
But they celebrated at all fucked up times anyway.
Dude, last night I watched the famous David Lynch film, Mulholland Drive. I got pissed off. Everybody was being weird. I'm watching this
hey
movie.
Guys,
I'm like,
why don't you just be normal?
Hey, why are all these people being weird?
Yeah.
I got all pissed off.
That movie has one of the scariest moments in any film, in my opinion.
The Winkies monster?
The guy behind the restaurant.
Yeah.
Terrified me.
I hate the Winkies monster. I said, don't show me that guy again.
That guy's weird.
That guy is weird.
That scared the fucking shit out of me.
That's fucking scary. That part is scary as hell.
That and that part another...
where he's like, he has the dream and then he goes out.
Don't even tell them if they haven't seen
it. Oh, God.
Know?
Yeah, watch Mulholland Drive.
It'll hit him with a surprise.
Yeah, that's the thing. I have no shows to plug, so... I'll just plug old movies.
Yeah. Old classics.
Yeah, old classics.
Like literally Criterion
movies,
films.
Yeah.
Yo, you gotta check out this movie, Citizen
Okay,
Kane,
listen.
Dude.
Check out the Criterion Collection.
Yeah.
I'm gonna get a fucking Criterion membership. I'm gonna get the monthly fucking...
Hulu. I think
No. There's literally a Criterion app.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I think they're on Hulu, too.
Maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Although, I have a free membership because we watched the Hillary doc.
Oh, yeah.
I have a month left to watch the Criterion films.
Yeah.
Goddamn. Anyway.
Oh, my God. Yeah. The Winkies monster is so scary.
Yeah.
That's
what the Corona freaks look like to
me. I spent the rest of the movie being like, don't show me the scary monster again.
Yeah.
This guy is weird. No, it's been good. I definitely have been watching a lot of movies.
Mm-hmm.
I was watching, started watching Bad Lieutenant, Port of Call, New Orleans again.
Nice.
You know that?
Yeah, I know.
You know that? You know that? Do they know that?
I don't know.
The classic Werner Herzog film. I would say it's fucking wild. Yeah, Nick Cage, right? You got a, it's the whole.
It's a crazy movie.
The movie is, it's Werner Herzog. It's his interpretation of what American movies are.
Yeah.
And so it's like through the lens. It's like, you know.
Very experimental.
American action movies, but like through the lens of, you know, a weird guy.
Yeah.
I'm watching a lot of weird guy movies.
Yeah, you're getting really indie over here.
Yeah, I'm just, you know, this is our chance as a nation to be more indie than ever.
Yeah. So... What else? You had something else you wanted to talk about, a big moment in pop culture.
A big moment
Our friend of the pod, Pete Buttigieg, hosted Jimmy Kimmel show.
Yeah, he guest hosted Jimmy Kimmel, and this is, I think,
I was
one of the...
flurry of texts from you when this came out.
Well, one of, like, the wildest things I've seen as recent, because it is, it's like, after the coronavirus outbreak started...
Yeah.
Right? So the global this was on the books before the pandemic.
Yeah.
Which, you know, it's strange that they're having him do this. It's like, I don't know who the fuck is responsible.
The cards are stacked against him in the first place.
Yeah.
He's not funny.
But
simply.
Now, yeah, I mean, he is like,
it's
he's
just
barely
hard to make him funny.
He's not funny. He's barely human. Like, he's not charismatic. He has like a weird smile and voice and face. And like, every time he talks, it feels bad.
Yeah.
Right? But Pete Buttigieg, he guest hosted Jimmy Kimmel Live. And because of Corona, they did it with no audience.
No audience. There's just
so
a few people in there.
It's just
and
a
not
few
only
people.
That, but like,
it's Chastain and then like a couple
his
staff
husband
members.
And like Kimmel staff.
Yes.
There's probably 10 of them spread across the chairs. And it's part of the joke. I mean...
It feels
so
surreal.
I'm surprised they gave him a full 15-minute monologue.
Yeah,
which is like, why are you doing that for a non-comedian?
Yeah, that's so like, it's like a monologue that is. Yeah, I mean, obviously, you know, the jokes are not landing.
They're not landing. They're not written well in the first place.
Right.
Like probably the best Kimmel writers were home that day with the virus.
Yeah.
Maybe, you know, munching on some popcorn, typing with their left hand, sending in some like half-assed jokes.
Right.
Because these were not good.
No, I mean, there's no way. I mean, they're writing jokes for a person that they definitely hate.
Yeah.
Right? Like, but it's a, you know, it's like a whatever monologue. It's very...
They're throwing in, like, YouTube, like, 2017 Twitter GIF, like, reactions instead of the crowd shots.
Right.
Where it's like the, like, an epic freestyle reaction. Like, oh, shit!
So like, that's like the monologue. And the monologue is, it's pretty milquetoast. It's like not really that interesting.
Yeah.
But then he throws to a clip. They did like kind of a
man on the street.
It's like kind of a man on the street bit, but you know, mostly it's not really man on the street because it's like all like pre-written, but it is.
Yeah.
It is Pete Buttigieg on Hollywood Boulevard. And the premise is, like, oh, well, I can't be president. So now, you know, I'm technically unemployed. So I got to look for a job.
Yeah, I got to find
a
job.
And the joke is that he is applying for jobs at poor people jobs.
Yeah.
Like, it's the joke is literally like him going into like fast food places and being like, is anybody hiring?
Yeah.
Like, it's funny because I'm I'm from Harvard.
Yeah, I'm it from Harvard. I'm gonna be a billionaire soon.
Yeah, it's funny. I am a DNC CIA plant from Harvard. It would be funny if I had a poor person job.
Yeah.
And so it's like him going into poor person jobs, right? But the thing that like I kept rewatching it because it's. First, it's like him walking into, he goes into a pizza spot. They're like, he's like, are you hiring? They're like, oh, no, sorry. He goes into a, you know, whatever. He's walking in on Hollywood Boulevard. Pete Buttigieg sees a sign for Hooters.
Mm-hmm.
Cut to Pete shaking his head like,
no, thank you.
Keeps walking. And I kept rewatching
it. I stumbled on this one,
too. I was fascinated by it. Like, I kept looping because I like watched it once and then I was like, what? What is
What's
this
the premise of
and
it?
And then I watched it like five more times and I was like, okay, so either the joke is Pete Buttigieg is not going to go to either. The joke is that Pete Buttigieg doesn't have boobs
and so he can't work at Hooters.
I thought that or Pete Buttigieg is gay and hates boobs.
Yeah.
That's
get him away from me.
Yuck.
No.
By the way, I don't even think he's like people have, you know, expressed the gay for clout thing. I think he is asexual for
Maybe.
Sure.
I don't even think he's like a closet straight guy.
People I think
have
he's
joked
straight
about
up,
him not being gay as a
he's
conspiracy
straight
theory,
up,
but
an asexual.
He could be.
He's a fucking Ken doll.
Yeah.
He has, you take off his pants.
I mean,
it's
I think
just,
a lot of, yeah.
It's just a plastic mound.
Yeah.
It's just.
I think there's a lot of people like that where their ambitions is what they're attracted to.
No, exactly. Where that's know. Like the only.
And they, a lot of politicians, they get married just because it's part of what they have to do.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's yeah, exactly.
And they have like this like partnership, like Bill
right.
and Hillary. Perfect
yeah.
example.
No, exactly.
You think
great
they're romantic?
Example. Great example.
You think that's a romantic relationship
Great
between
example.
Bill and Hillary?
Exactly.
No. And if there was, it died a long time ago.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, I do not. Yeah, exactly. That the,
you think those two are going on dates?
Yeah, I
no.
know. I mean, yeah, that scene where he's like reminiscing about meeting her.
Yeah.
In the doc. We watched that part.
Oh, I met her. She was so much a person. And she had, I remember she had hair and, oh man, she was just had a book.
She
and,
she had two eyes.
She had two eyes. And I just thought, wow, you are there.
You
right
are.
There I'm talking to you.
A human being. Mm.
And I think you might be, you know, yeah, you're definitely right. You're here.
Yeah. I mean, it's definitely the same. Yeah. Same vibe with Pete and Chasten for sure.
Perhaps, you know.
Yeah.
But yeah, he's gonna be really rich really soon.
Yeah.
He's gonna get this bag,
man. What was that? What was that? Fucking. Did you see?
He always. By the way, he always said that his net worth is 100,000 or something like that.
Oh yeah.
They always list it. I call absolute bullshit on that.
Yeah.
I've seen his house. He owns a house that's at least worth that.
Yeah.
And between him and his husband, 100,000. They both were consultants.
Yeah.
I know they have more than that. What is that?
Yeah.
That's a lie, dude. They have squirreled away money.
Yeah.
I mean, how old is he? 41 or something?
I think like 35.
35? Really?
39, 36.
I'll look that up. That's something I'm 37? Surprised I don't know.
I think he's 37.
You've named all the ages now. I mean, he seems young. He could pass for 27.
No. Don't flatter this man.
I mean, he's young looking.
Yeah.
38. He is really young. He is really young.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, he owns a pretty sick house. I saw it.
Yeah.
It was like when he was, what? I don't know. I didn't want to get
you're hanging out.
Yeah.
You're
hanging I've been
out
to his house, man. It's fucking sick.
Rod, you won the watch Hamilton with Chasten.
Yeah. He would always claim that. That would be like, I'm the only one on this stage who's not a millionaire. And I would always see him like, bro, that's on you. Like, that's 100% on you. You should be, man.
Yeah.
Like, what have you been doing? Like,
yeah.
Doing fixing bread prices.
Industry
you doing
plant.
That for free?
Yeah.
You fixing bread prices for free? Bro, what are you doing?
Yeah. Why is he still on the TV?
Yeah.
Get this man off the TV.
No, he's doing things.
That was
pretty
funny.
You
staged your coup already.
Worth a quarantine watch to watch that.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's a really
only quarantine watch.
Surreal
though.
Quarantine watch. I mean, watching everything without. Also, wrestling doesn't have an audience now.
Oh, wow.
But they're still doing it.
That's crazy.
And that's like, that's surreal. It does feel like it is. I feel out of my mind watching all of this stuff that like
all the wrestling you normally watch.
Well, no, just watching clips of like things that normally have an audience without an audience.
Yeah.
Okay. Like, okay. So wrestling, Buttigieg on Kimmel, et cetera. They're like evangelical churches.
Yeah.
Are, they're doing, the services still like, without an audience.
Really?
Right? For like, COVID, you know, you can like watch sermons at home.
Mm-hmm.
I was thinking about like, oh, what if I, you know, maybe I find God. I'm quarantined for a week and I become a born again Christian.
Yeah.
And
this becomes a Christian pod.
So I think we've talked about these like LA, like the Hillsong Church and all that.
We've talked about it. Yeah.
Where it is like, it's you know, clout clout churches.
It's a clout church, yeah.
Yeah, it's a clout church.
People
it's like
pulling up in Drew,
yeah,
the Justin Bieber Drew brand or whatever that's called.
Literally, like
the funniest fucking gear ever.
Fake LA church.
That,
you know?
These might be like two LA specific jokes, but every time I see somebody in Justin Bieber's streetwear line, Drew, it's always like a 42-year-old guy.
Oh yeah, I didn't even know. I didn't even know about this.
The Drew? You don't know the Drew clothes?
No.
I'll see it on my Instagram Explore feed. It's like a smiley face or something.
Yeah.
It says Drew.
Sick.
It's his streetwear brand.
Yeah.
But I always see like 42-year-old guys in it, which is funny because it's like they probably bought it. And it's like they're buying it because they were like, bro, I want people to think I'm in Scooter Braun and Bieber's crew.
Awesome.
Yeah.
So those churches, all of those like L.A., the Hypebeast churches.
Mm-hmm.
It's literally like it's hot people church. It's like church. It's a
for
church
like hot
for
Christians.
Yeah, like it's church.
Fake Christians
for
though. It's
for
like
fucking.
Yeah, it's like I remember middle school. All the Young Life people used to like finger each other and stuff.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
Like get drunk.
Yeah, so it's
before
like that,
before I even had access to be doing that.
Yeah,
like I couldn't even. And they're going to Young Life and trying to like preach to me.
Yeah,
be like, bro. You're already drinking Bacardi.
Yeah.
I haven't even gotten to have a taste because I'm not cool.
Right.
You're fingering girls.
No, absolutely.
You're fingering girls for God.
Yeah.
Get the fuck out of here.
Right.
And then, did you have more to talk about? Because this is actually sending me down a hole.
Oh, well, I just brought it up because somebody I know was like sending me a bunch of this shit that from like these LA churches and like, they're still doing these services like with you know, the coronavirus stuff happening, and I like watched some I watched some this morning before I got here, and they have like Euphoria lighting and like it's literally like they have like this Euphoria lighting and like you know, it's like the a bunch of like
vibe
contemporary
churches.
Like,
yo, God's a whole vibe.
Yeah, exactly. And I found there's like this prayer app, which there's this like prayer app. Look at this. This is so funny to me. It says, "Pray for Charlie. I more strongly believe I have corona now. I've gotten diarrhea."
Oh no.
"Please pray. My fever went away a lot after many prayed for me. Very thankful. I have not been needing to staying at the hospital yet. Please think of my mother too. She is more tired today." And then it's these two little circles with prayer hands. And it says, "Press down with two fingers while you pray."
Wait, you can't even clasp your hands if you're pressing down the buttons.
Yeah. Well, that's not, I mean, you know. Yeah, you got, I guess, yeah, how is God supposed to hear your prayer?
Yeah.
Well, God's on the app. God's checking the
God's,
app.
Yeah, then, you know. Why don't you send him to God?
Yeah.
The app can talk to God, I guess.
Right.
Maybe God, yeah, does God have the app? I don't know.
I guess.
Maybe.
I think that's the implication.
Yeah. I don't know. That design, it's a little too.
It's a weird. Yeah.
A little too startup for me.
I know.
That's
a very startup.
These.
Well, it's these are very like
I'm
startup
vibes. I'm not trying
vibes.
To see like that soft pink color
it's
in
a,
my church.
Yeah. A millennial pink. That like
the
fucking,
millennial pink. I don't want that
yes.
anywhere near
yeah.
a place of worship.
I love it. Yeah. This like WeWork vibe.
I would greatly prefer something classic, you know.
Yeah.
If I'm going to church.
Yeah.
I would want it to feel classic.
Yeah.
And a little dry too.
I don't
you know.
It's crazy that now, you know, they've got an app for everything these days. You know?
You should
you get
do,
on this
you
app, you can pray for this guy's diary. There's literally there's a you know, if you're one of these newfangled like, you know, hypebeast Christians, you can literally get an app,
mm-hmm.
pray for Charlie's diarrhea. So this guy Charlie just being like, "Hey, I have diarrhea, please upvote."
Dude, do you remember, I did not go through this.
Yeah.
And I don't remember which denomination did. I think it might have been a Catholic thing.
Mm-hmm.
But like in high school, like a bunch of kids get like shipped off to this like summer camp where they like berate you and like break you down.
Oh yeah.
Do you remember that? I think it's Chelsea had to go to it. I think
really?
It's called like Kairos or something.
I don't know about this.
And then like your parents like send you a letter and you're like isolated. They like literally try to
what?
Break you down. And it's like this crazy thing. I remember people coming back from that.
Yeah.
That's my only experience is people coming back like super weird.
Right.
And like, I'm really religious and like sometimes like apologizing
oh, no.
to the class. Like
yeah.
I've done bad things. I've been mean. I've been a bully.
Yeah,
but not anymore. And there's like 4 days of that, and then they're back to be
yeah.
back to the old ways,
100%. Yeah,
yeah.
Back to you know, picking on the kids.
I've heard multiple people talk about this though.
Kids. Yeah,
and weirdly, when they've talked to me about it, it's like almost like they kind of forgot that it happened.
Yeah,
like some weird weekend in the woods.
Yeah,
mine was always. I grew up in church, but my church experience was like, "Hey, you want to come to skate camp?"
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean,
and
I went
just,
to...
just, like, literally skateboard with your friends
well, they would
the
have,
whole time. Then
I
they'd
remember,
be like, "We're going to sing a song now. Is that chill, guys?"
Right.
You know, I'm like, "No,
well,
I don't want to
yeah,
do
there's,
that."
I mean, I think we talked about it in the Tim Robinson episode about...
Oh,
like,
yeah, probably.
Skate parks where you can only go if it's, like, via a church.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of, yeah. But, I mean, the church I went to when I was a kid, there was... They had like classic service and then they had contemporary
oh,
service.
Oh, that's where the drums are coming
and
out
that's
for
where,
sure.
You know, they're pulling out the fucking
maybe electric guitar.
I'm trying to think of like who were Toby Mac?
Oh yeah, Toby
like that
Mac.
That kind of vibe. Yeah.
Jars
that,
of Clay.
Yeah. My mom was playing Christian rock on the way to school. My mom was literally like we'd be pulling up in the Pacifica. And my mom's just blasting Christian rock.
Well, there was a weirder era of, like, the early 2000s where Christian labels were signing all these, like, post-hardcore and screamo bands.
Yeah.
There was all of these, like, post-hardcore Christian bands, like Norman Jean and stuff.
Uh-huh.
Their lyrics had nothing to do with Jesus, like,
yeah.
vaguely. And there was, like, festivals for it and stuff.
Yeah.
That was the weirdest grift. In I could think of in
I,
recent
oh
music
man.
History. There's all these bands being like, yeah, We're super, yeah, we're Christian, actually. I'm getting, like, a huge record deal.
I remember, like, when I was in, like, second grade, I had this one babysitter who, like, I had this like, Christian babysitter who would be like, yeah, Harry Potter is evil and, like, that kind of stuff. But she was, like, she showed me this, like, page from, like, a Christian magazine or some shit that was, like, if you like Britney Spears, you might like Christian Britney Spears. You know, if you like NSYNC, you might like Christian NSYNC.
Yeah, and, like, it's just a whole list of, like, major pop artists and their Christian equivalent.
I went to Vacation Bible School early on in, like, elementary school, but I never got into, like, any of the like wilder sort of more intense shit.
No, like, mine, I think, was really chill.
Yeah, my parents got pretty, I was like secular, wake, I wakeboarded in, like, at middle school, like,
Bible camp or something. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah,
but I mean, my parents wouldn't have sent me to regular camp.
Oh, I mean, like, I remember,
you take up the deals that you get.
There was one day at Vacation Bible School. This is how relatively secular Vacation Bible School was. I mean, I remember, you know, we'd have to sing, like, a couple of songs about, oh, Jesus is cool, etc. But then, like, I remember, you know, you're mostly doing activities. You're mostly doing fun outdoor activities, and I remember one day the youth pastor just got tired and was like, we watched Heavyweights.
we're gonna watch a video about a different camp.
Yeah, right. Yeah, exactly.
Probably not even appropriate depending on how old you were.
I know. Yeah, it was kind of a, you know,
Might be some cuss words in that,
yeah,
movie.
Kind of a raunchy PG. They're definitely saying damn, ass.
Yeah, there might be a shit.
Yeah, probably no shit. You can't say shit in a PG jokes. Movie. Fart jokes for sure.
There's that probably. German counselor. Yeah. Mm-hmm. They tie him to a tree and put honey on his chest so the deers lick him.
Yep.
Great prank.
Yep.
That's a classic movie.
It's a funny prank. I haven't watched Heavyweights in a minute. Kenan Thompson.
Oh, he's in it?
He's in there.
Damn, he had a come up.
What a career. Like, truly.
I know. Where's Kenan?
Kenan is Kel's still working. He was on some new Nickelodeon show, but it's, like, weird. He's been, I like many people thought Kel was funnier.
Yeah.
I dropped the screw in the tuna.
Oh, Kel was amazing.
When
not even comparable.
Scream laughing. I was scream laughing at I dropped the screw.
Kel was
the
gifted.
Tuna.
They were kids too.
Yeah. And they were kids.
Yeah.
They were kids. They were fucking filming that show at Universal Studios in Florida.
That is true. Florida. Yeah.
These kids were, you know, making a whole
They're
TV
in Orlando.
Show in Orlando.
That's rough. You're bound to get into trouble in Orlando.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, what a time to be an artist right now. You know?
Is that what we are?
Yeah, it's funny, like, have you seen all these people being like, there's like a weird thing happening right now where there's like, where like creatives are getting like, I mean, creatives, anybody that considers themselves a creative is usually like insufferable, obviously.
Yeah.
But like,
it's like, specifically what?
Like, right.
What specifically are you doing creatively?
Yeah. So it's like,
usually that means they like cool shit.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's a lot of people right now who are, saying stuff like, yeah, you know, like, Shakespeare, he wrote King Lear under quarantine.
Fuck that, yeah.
Like, yeah, shut the fuck up, dude.
Yeah, shut the
Just
fuck up.
Just shut up. Shut up,
You're
bitch.
Saying that about Isaac Newton, too?
Yeah, like, I don't, okay. Like, I don't, you know, I guess.
Yeah.
Like, I think the best thing you can do right now is just sort of chill.
Yeah.
I don't know. Fucking talking about King Lear.
Fuck Shakespeare, dude.
Whoa!
Yeah, fuck
yes,
him.
Yes, yes.
Why did he have to be a tryhard?
Yeah,
he could have just chilled. Also, video games didn't exist then. Yeah. You think Shakespeare would have written King Lear?
Yeah.
If he had Fortnite?
If he had a Nintendo Switch?
If he had Pornhub?
Yes.
No,
bro.
He had nothing
to
do.
He would be freaking jacking off, bro. Yes,
if you
dude.
Send me back in time and quarantine me in a room where I just have, at best, a chair.
Yeah,
like,
I'll
That's my entertainment is like, oh, I have a chair.
Yeah.
I could stand up or I could sit in the chair.
Yeah, bro.
I'll write King Lear.
Yeah, bro.
I'll
write King Lear.
Yeah.
Yeah, if exactly.
If you cut me off like that.
Yeah.
You know?
This man didn't have the computer.
Don't even have running water.
Yeah, exactly.
What else are you going to do?
Yeah.
Besides write King Lear.
Yeah, exactly.
So don't give me shit.
This is, dude, I saw,
the people who post that shit, people are always posting that too. I've seen it way too many times, and people that are sharing it, I'm like, bro, you've never written anything close to, why are you sharing this?
Yeah.
What have you done?
You haven't finished your pilot.
You've been writing a web series
for
12 years.
Your fucking web series about, what if a guy had a roommate? Yeah. Who was,
it was weird.
Yeah. Bro, look at this Machine Gun Kelly tweet. He said, while inside this month, sharpen your mind and strengthen your craft. I'm going to record more songs than I ever have and spend more time practicing guitar and drums. This man's 30 years old.
Yeah.
This man is goddamn 30 years.
There's some.
Oh, man. Another thing that this 30-year-old tweeted. He said, The Simpsons. Is it Simpson apostrophe S predicted all of this? Yeah, I don't know. I got in a deep hole yesterday.
Machine Gun Kelly?
Well, not that deep of a Machine Gun Kelly hole. I was just sort of like, you know, what's Machine Gun Kelly's Twitter like? I have, as a whole, been on the computer too much, which I was actually like truly, sincerely, really good about, like, sort of, you know, policing my own use of the computer.
No,
and
time
just
to
sort of
overdose. If there's ever time to OD,
I was like practicing a lot of restraint and self-control and, you know, willpower when it came to the computer for a couple years now.
Time
and
to sharpen the sword, dude.
Without
pick it up. Your sword hand is
right
in atrophy.
Without,
you need to build those muscles again. The posting arm.
Without stand up, I am going to rapidly, you know, fucking revert back into like full poster mode.
Good.
I will. Love it.
I do.
Yeah.
Want to try to be creative. I don't need to hear about King Lear.
No, totally.
Get the fuck out of here.
Maybe,
also,
you know,
that's probably bullshit.
Make another like.
That's probably bullshit.
Yeah, it's probably bullshit.
They all, every successful person makes up their own story.
We should make some, maybe we should, you know.
Maybe we should do some writing.
Maybe
but
do like
yeah,
a.
Maybe a little bit of work. Maybe a little bit of work.
Do people want another like and subscribe?
I want to do another like and subscribe.
Yeah.
I'm bound.
Yeah.
I wish I could.
Yeah.
That being said, I'll do a little bit of work. I'll tell you what, I'll do a little bit of work.
Yeah.
But who knows if that's even true?
The King Lear thing?
Yeah, they all make it up.
There's
all
no
the
way
CEOs,
to there's no way
every
to
company was somehow started in a garage.
Right.
Every CEO somehow came from nothing.
Yeah, it must be nice having
like,
a fucking
what chances,
garage.
Yeah, what are the chances that every single company started in a garage from nothing?
Yeah.
Every single one had the same story.
Yeah.
Is it more likely that that's true or that all CEOs are just weird liars?
Yeah.
Probably the latter, in my
probably
opinion.
Probably the latter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I started from nothing. I didn't start with but a penny in my pocket. And a humble $500,000 loan from my father.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
God.
Yeah, maybe I'll write King Lear, but I don't really want... Don't put that fucking pressure on me, bro.
Yeah.
Especially if you haven't written your own King Lear in the first place. Don't be retweeting that.
Yeah.
In fact, fuck you. I don't want to be... Let me be a piece of shit for 3 days.
Yeah.
At least three.
Yeah.
And we're not even on total lockdown yet. Italy is on total lockdown.
Yeah.
All those, oh, have you seen people are like tricking musicians into like making like fake videos of people performing their songs? Like,
no, what is
have you
this?
Ever seen there's like flash mobs going on right now where it's like people are performing music on their balconies and stuff?
Oh,
being Italian.
Yeah.
But I guess people are like tricking like famous musicians and like tweeting videos of them like, whoa, they're playing this Ariana Grande, your song. Like, And it's just like literally like their track like layered in.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Getting the retweets.
Yeah.
See, scammers will survive the apocalypse.
Yeah. No, scammers are built for an apocalypse.
100%.
Yeah.
There will be people will be scamming the virus. 100%.
Yeah. I've said scammers, podcasters, gamers.
Yeah.
And cam girls.
And cam girls. Yeah. Yes. But yeah, Italy's on lockdown, and I keep laughing about the Italian men having to sexually harass women over the phone this week. They have to catcall women over the internet.
Their phone banking, but
their phone banking, but they're just like harassing American women. Buongiorno, Pisapetta. very beautiful. You come, you ride my moped. Yes, beautiful, voluptuous. Just be.
Oh,
like,
God.
Yeah, or maybe there's some that are just breaking, you know, breaking the quarantine, and they're just walking around on the street, walking around near fountains, looking for somebody.
I mean, very, very sad what's happening over there. However, very funny that Newt Gingrich is stuck.
He's stuck?
He's just stuck.
No way.
Yeah, Newt Gingrich is just posted up.
That's so funny. He's in vacation mode with a fedora on, looking like Hannibal Lecter.
Yes. Oh, my God. Oh, I'm
That's
trying
so
to
funny.
See
I didn't know that.
Newt Gingrich vacation pics. Quarantine vacation pics.
I'm
Newt
sure.
Gingrich and some fucking,
Are they, have
like,
they been released?
Some, like, weird pastel shorts.
Yeah. Bro, give me the virus and I'll go do some damage in key places.
Yeah.
That's a thing.
Yeah.
If you get the virus.
Well, I mean, you've seen all...
APAC. Was it APAC or CPAC that got infected?
APAC and CPAC.
APAC and CPAC.
Woo!
Bro, give me the virus. I'll go in.
I mean, Ted Cruz has it, right?
Maybe.
Didn't people say that Ted Cruz has
it? Give me the virus and a CPAC. I'll take one for the team.
I'll
get the virus. I'm strong.
I don't think he actually does, but it would be so funny if President Trump does have it.
He tested negative for it, supposedly.
Okay. But yeah, there was like people, I guess like, I think Sarah mentioned it, like you can see like in the reflection, like people in masks or like
really?
The quarantine gear. Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
I mean, I don't know. Like,
that's
I don't
deep,
think I
deep
don't think
conspiracy
that
mode.
President Trump has corona.
I think it's kind of past. Oh, I tweeted about it, but like I did see early on, like just like the purest normie, like kind of trust fund vibe people, kind of saying that this is really like blown up proportions. I was seeing a lot of it.
Yeah.
Like the demographic is like 35-year-olds who are on TikTok for some reason.
Oh,
you know, like. And like travel influencers
been,
and shit.
Been checking out Jason Derulo's TikTok.
Oh, he has one.
Yeah, Jason Derulo has a bonkers TikTok.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah,
let him cook.
Yeah,
but
absolutely.
Yeah, I've been seeing a lot of that and like kind of travel influencer like vibes people.
Yeah,
early on saying like the media just wants to scare you. You know,
right.
Like we have to keep our vibe strong and like they're doing this on purpose. They want
we need
they
vibes
want you to be
now
scared.
More than ever.
They want you to be scared. They want you to stay inside and not have fun. Like,
right.
It's like, bro, what conspiracy?
Yeah,
what do you think a conspiracy theory is? What conspiracy theory involves destroying the global economy and people can't work?
Right.
That's the one conspiracy theory that won't happen.
Yeah.
Is like the man makes it so that they can't make money.
Yeah.
Like they'll.
No.
If
like,
they're not making money in the conspiracy.
Conspiracies are supposed to make the money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's like I was tweeting about it. They have like
famously.
Disney brain. They think that there's like. People working to prevent you from having fun.
Right.
It's so funny.
Yeah.
And I envy them, actually.
Yeah.
Like, I would trade my
the
brain
for their
brain.
The ruling class is trying to destroy vibes.
Yeah. Like, why do they think... Why would anybody think they would do that?
Yeah.
Just, like, ruin the stock market.
Yeah.
Be like, we don't want you to go on vacation and have fun.
Yes.
It's the plan is finally coming together.
Yeah.
We're going to specifically destroy these people's lives.
Yeah, we're going to make it so that you can't go to Disneyland.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They're specifically going after the people who a few years ago were always doing posts like, just quit your job and travel. It's not as hard as you think.
Financially, this is wrecking me.
Yeah.
However, I don't want you to take cute pics.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. I don't know. Yeah, I mean, these travel influencers must feel real dumb right about now.
Yeah, fucking idiot, stupid bitch.
I mean, dumb bitch.
It is time.
Dumb.
Like, you can shame. It's time to shame your friends for if they're going out.
Yeah.
You could let out a lot of like anger.
I mean, anybody that is a travel influencer, I am like, yeah, yeah, this is, yeah, fuck you.
Yeah, fuck you in
yeah,
general.
Fuck you. Yeah. This is, yeah. Yeah, you should have, maybe you should have become a podcaster. They say the pen is mightier than the sword. I say the mic is
yeah, I know what you're saying.
More powerful than the virus.
Yeah. Most of those travel influencers had money in the first place, though. That's why
I know,
it.
Yeah.
That's why they were traveling
Scott
before.
Scott Bixby is a travel influencer.
Yeah.
Most
influencers.
He locked down his grid.
Most of those types, like, they were doing that stuff before. They just weren't photographing it.
Right.
They're not doing these cool opportunities because of their followers.
Yeah.
They had it before.
Right.
They were on the jet before. It's their dads.
Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, so they're just on break. They're not losing money.
Yeah.
They had it before. Yeah. But you know,
they'll be fine. I mean, I legitimately do, you know, feel bad for everybody who can't work.
Oh yeah, it sucks.
Yeah.
And people were unemployed already.
I've got a lot of friends who are like, who just straight up are like, yeah, how do I make money to live?
It's a good time. I mean, if anybody's in a place where like they weren't really happy in the first place with what they're doing, and like maybe this is the moment where it's like, I need to do something else.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a good time, like, to, when you come out of this, figure out something different.
Yeah.
I'm like, I've always 5 steps away from going back to trade school and becoming a welder or something.
Oh, yeah.
I might do it in general. I just want to do it, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I'm glad things worked out for me, but if I didn't, like,
yeah,
I would have loved to learn a trade.
Yeah.
Just a trade, man.
Yeah.
More people should do it.
I know. More people should learn trades.
A skilled job.
Yeah.
Go for 2 years, learn a trade.
Yeah, absolutely.
It'd be pimp.
I mean, they got it, you know, worked out with the, you know, the comedy stuff.
Yeah, it's really working out.
Because I, you know, this is where, you know, I would say, you know.
It's working.
Yeah. But, you know, dude, okay.
It's not working in terms of being able to tell my family and close friends about it.
Yeah.
I was
at
the dentist the other day and she's like, what do you do for work? And I'm like, you know. I eventually told her though, and she's like, oh really? Can I look it up? And I'm like, I really wouldn't recommend looking up the podcast.
Yeah.
I don't want you to hear this.
They don't. I don't think my family knows how to find a podcast.
That's good.
Yeah.
I'd constantly tell mine not to listen.
Yeah, I'm not too worried about any of them finding it.
That's good.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, I don't know, man. It sucks. This sucks. Everything sucks.
No, it doesn't. I'm vibing.
I mean, I'm vibing on a personal level.
I'm vibing harder than I've ever vibed, honestly.
Yeah, I mean,
my morning coffee sessions have been going 2 hours.
And you're making coffee at home?
Yes.
Yeah.
And I've been having 2-hour-long coffee sessions.
Yeah.
This is pre-wake up. Like, normally that would be very quick, 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Then eventually I have to get to it. Pure vibes.
Yeah.
The coffee is being poured.
Oh,
and
that's,
I'm not exiting the vibe zone.
That's the trade school thing. Just remind that. That's what I was gonna mention. Is like, you know, you know, like when you see somebody's like Instagram and like they don't have like a, there's no talent or sort of like thing that they are providing.
Yeah.
Right? And they're like, they have attempted to lead a life where they are professionally hot. But
yes.
They're like, but a lot of times, like, you know, they're not, sometimes you're like, you're not hot enough. Learn a trade.
Yeah, exactly.
You're not hot enough to justify this.
You gotta get a trade.
You gotta learn a trade.
Yeah. They're like kind of lukewarm, hot.
Yeah.
Like, maybe.
Yeah.
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 You gotta have something else in that bio.
Six has got to learn trades.
Podcasting is a trade.
Yeah, podcasting is a trade.
It's a skilled trade.
This is,
I edit them, so that's definitely a trade.
Yeah.
Even though we don't do much editing, if you couldn't tell.
I mean,
I'm available to edit them.
Yeah,
if we
think
ever decide.
I really do think, yeah, one of the best things people can do right now is donate to our Patreon and get premium episodes. You've got a bunch of episodes you haven't heard before. Get on the Patreon.
I mean, if you're bored, you should.
You're inside. You're on the computer. You're inside.
the Halloween episodes alone. Have you ever heard them? That's
think
worth
of all
the
you've listened to. You're one of these people who's been, a freeloader. You've been listening to this podcast for God knows how long, and you haven't ponied up that $5. Now's the time.
It supports.
Now's the time to get behind
podcasting.
Now's the time to get behind the paywall and dig into that archive.
Get into the Discord.
Dig into the archive. See the things that we can't say on a free podcast.
Yeah, the
dark
shit.
See the kind of career sabotage that I'm only willing to to do behind a paywall.
A very thin paywall too.
Yeah, I mean a very thin paywall.
We've sent some dumb shit
this
behind
is not
a very thin paywall.
Impenetrable wall.
No,
I mean,
it's not very
secure.
Yeah,
this is
very easily get back to whoever we're talking about by word of mouth.
No, I fully
or they could just be a patron.
Every time I'm behind the paywall, I'm like, yeah, I'm ready to talk shit.
Yeah,
I'm ready
nobody
to,
hears
yeah,
it.
Talk shit, get hit. Who cares? We're behind a paywall. This is a secret.
Yeah.
this is a secret.
This
there's
just
no
a private way. Conversation. Yeah.
There's no way any of these people could leak this information to anyone.
Yeah. No, but get behind,
but
Patreon.
Yeah, now's
some
the time.
Heat back there. Some special episodes. Plus, the Discord's a party. I love the Discord.
I love the Discord.
A lot.
That's the thing.
A lot of content that exists there that only lives there. That's not going
to
come on the pod.
Truly nothing to plug because there's nothing for me to do.
I did
besides
just start
the podcast.
Three new voice channels in the Discord for gaming.
That's great.
So I figure open gaming, forming squads within the Discord.
Yeah.
I played some squads with Discord members the other day in the new Call of Duty Battle Royale.
Ooh, yes.
Jumped in.
Yes, sir.
I don't know what their Discord's name are.
Ooh-wee.
So I can't really shout them out.
Yeah. Gamers rise up.
Yeah, it's time to game.
Now's the time.
Now's
the time where, all my gamers listening, now's your time. All these popular kids that were mean to you, they're going to bars and clubs and they're getting sick and they're going to die. and this is your time. This is your time to, become the elite.
Yeah.
This is your time.
You didn't have to do anything. You have to wait it
out. Yeah.
Just
you
wait.
Yeah. You didn't even have to. You didn't even have to fucking bring a gun to school.
You can just keep playing with the virtual guns.
Yeah.
The virus is
gonna
be the
gun.
Yeah,
you can just keep gaming and let these that video of those kids, man. The
St. Patrick's guys.
The St. Patrick's Day kids, these college kids, this woman, she's on the news. She's like, "Oh yeah, it's actually fine because I'm 21 and I take supplements and I self-medicate, so I'm not too worried." Yeah, we'll see about that. Listen, stay in.
Yeah, it's like the worst types. They're like frat bros, but they're not even.
Yeah.
They're like the guys who hung around the frats but didn't get in, or they're in like a lower tier.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm so far from frats, I don't even know the terminology. But
you
know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
It's like the side characters in the frat world.
Right.
They're the ones going out. The frat guys, except for Dave,
they're
kind of cautious, maybe.
Right.
You know, they might have a job now.
Yeah.
Their frat brother's dad got him a job or something.
I know. It's pretty irresponsible for Dave Portnoy to be saying this stuff.
Yeah.
You know, these are, we got to.
Kids like me, a 42 kid like me, 42 year old college student, you want to go out and fucking rage, dude.
We got to protect the Barstool smoke shows now more than ever.
The Barstool smoke shows are going to be infected
very
soon.
I need the Barstool smoke shows to stay indoors.
Yeah.
We need all of the smoke shows
Brandon,
to stay indoors.
Get on some hazmat gear and go protect the smoke shows.
Yes.
Ladies, I have a place. I have a large Airbnb. You need to come with me.
I will protect the smoke shows.
Yeah.
No, I'm full quarantine mode. But yeah, we will continue podcasting even if one of us gets it.
Yeah, we'll have to go mobile.
We'll just go on the we have the technology.
We have the technology to do it.
Stay inside, stay safe.
Really do, please do.
Yeah.
And open season on your friends that are going out.
Yeah,
you could really fucking light them up.
Yeah, light them up.
It's because you could back off. You could really fucking light them up. You could hit them with you stupid motherfucker. I've never fucking liked you, and now you go and do this.
Yeah.
You dumb piece of shit.
Yes.
You didn't even give me a birthday present last year, and now you're out going out for the virus.
Now's the time
to. You fucking idiot. And then they're like, whoa, 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 whoa.
Yeah.
Like, dude, I'm sorry. I just care about your health.
Yeah.
So you can actually can't be mad at me
for saying
those things.
Yeah. Shut-ins are the new rock stars.
Yeah.
Yeah. And these days. All right, guys. Yeah,
you,
Patreon.
You ran out of gas
Patreon.com/ yeah, but still. Bye, bye, bye.